All right, and then there were two. Angel Reese is on the Today Show. Can't wait for the first Indiana-Chicago game in the WNBA. Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark go at each other. One thing, because I'll say we have Nebraska football news here in just a second. Did you know on the Saturday Night Live, you know, when Caitlin Clark was giving flowers to all the greats, she left one person out?
Who'd she leave out? I'm trying to remember.
Who is she having beef with or is wants to beef with her?
Oh, yes.
Because to have beef has to go two ways.
Did she not mention Lynette?
No. Taurasi.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
That's good.
Yeah.
But look at that. Angel Reese is on the Today Show today.
Gotta be getting everybody's still in New York.
That'd be tough. That's early in the morning. We have a second Nebraska football player that's in the portal, but nobody that you would go, oh my gosh, did they just walk off the practice field in front of the media and immediately go in the portal? Corey Collier is in the portal, who transferred from Florida, basically just played special teams last year.
Mm-hmm.
Thought he'd be more of a contributor, but there's a guy that this is a wise portal move. Because he saw the writing on the wall. You have essentially the starting safety spots are filled up with guys that either were here last year or have earned them, and then you sat there in your apartment in Lincoln and watched Nebraska add 10 defensive backs in the offseason.
Yeah.
So he never came back to school, so he hasn't been at Nebraska for this semester. He's not going through spring ball or anything like that. So he is number two in the portal.
And you're right. There's nothing yet between the official enter of Fields and now Collier. I think that it was brought up early in spring, too, of Collier, that he wasn't there. I thought somebody mentioned that.
I think it was pretty well known when they started winter conditioning that he did not come back to school.
Yeah. Maybe I'm thinking of winter conditioning. Yeah, that might be. Not spring, but winter conditioning. But I remember it being brought up at some point with somebody that, yeah, there's been no Collier at all.
Okay, so we're going to have some confusion in the winter around here. You know, the Omaha Supernovas, they're about 3 months into their inaugural Pro Volleyball Federation season. They've drawn good crowds.
Yep.
They get a lot of attention. I went to a match. They put on a good show. It's tough because I'm so used to Nebraska volleyball at the Devaney Center and knowing all the players. And so I don't know many of the players' names. You know, they don't have any former Huskers playing for them. But they do put on a really good show, and they have some dedicated fans. This is absolutely ridiculous what is going to happen in this town. I know we love volleyball, but we're talking about two pro volleyball teams are going to be in Omaha next winter. So you have the Pro Volleyball Federation. This is like the old wrestling wars.
Good comparison.
You have LOVB, Omaha Volleyball.
LOVB.
What is this league?
I don't know.
Oh, it's League One Volleyball. Thank you, Sharp. It's a 16 pro league. It is also going to link up with club volleyball teams in each city. Omaha has a team in this. So you have the Supernovas who got a year start, and so they're established. And, you know, I mean, they're aggressive in the community. They're active in the community. They advertise. You know, they get a lot of attention. That league, I think, is doing pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
So Omaha's going to have two pro volleyball teams next winter. This is dumb. But if you're going to play this game, you got to play with a name.
You need a hook.
Jordan Larson is going to play for this team.
Yeah.
So.
And she's good.
Well. I mean,
people don't
three-time
know.
All-American, yeah. Olympic champion.
Yeah.
You know.
Legend.
She starts on the U.S. team, outside hitter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, she's one of those names that in the volleyball circles, if she's in your league, you go, whoa. So, fighting fire with fire. The Supernovas now have some competition, and Jordan Larson is on the other side. Justine Wong Arantes is another player on that team.
When I went to their website a little bit ago, that's the only person I saw that was mentioned on the team. I think it's still a work in progress. They're still selling that roster.
So I don't necessarily know the Omaha team, but I know Kelsey Robinson. I guess it's Kelsey Cook now. Laura Stiverins and Maddie Kubik, I think, are all scheduled to play in the league. So there will be more of a Nebraska connection. Yeah. So I also think, thank you, Pat. Pat says this new league will have the Olympic players.
Oh. Oh, man.
Now where are they going to play? Rolston? Baxter?
Baxter, baby. I thought Baxter should have housed Supernovas.
I don't know what the rent is downtown.
Yeah.
But the rent probably isn't, you know, I mean, it's not as high as the CHI, but the Supernovas have shown they can draw 11,000 to 12,000.
Yeah, that is true.
So in the winter, we're going to have two professional volleyball teams here, mm-hmm. not in the same league.
Like the NFL, AFL thing.
Will people just embrace it because it's great volleyball and maybe embrace one league more than the other because there's more of a Husker connection and Olympians playing? And you just watch because you love volleyball and one night you'll wear a Supernova jersey and the next you'll wear a League One volleyball jersey.
Man.
We should bring Nick in here to talk about that because he's a frequent attender at the Supernovas games. So this is a great question for him. Are you going to go to all of them? Are you going to choose one or the other?
I don't know. I get worried that you are now starting to dilute the product with more options of, and you're 100% right on how the Supernovas went about promoting their brand. They have been everywhere. They were doing things from the time it was announced. You would see them at car washes. You would see them in parades, handing out gear to people, just embracing themselves with the community that I think they really did win over the community. My biggest fear now, you throw a different option and Jordan Larson is your headliner. This to me, I don't think we can have two and expect both to be successful and have a consistent attendance night in and night out. I've got my doubts.
I know it's pro volleyball and there are incredible athletes.
Yes.
And I think volleyball has to be consumed in person to really understand how gifted high level volleyball players are. It's not old GBR. I had trouble being entertained and just like focused at a Supernova match. Again, they put on a great show. Mm-hmm. It's very family and fan friendly.
Yeah.
But in terms of like living and dying on every point, like you do at the Devaney Center.
Right, right.
I just couldn't get into it. So, full disclosure, I did not stay for the entirety of a match. Well, so I texted Baylor and I said, hey, not tonight, man. We're going over the old mattress factory. We're going over to watch some basketball.
Yeah, come over and meet us afterward.
So it does show, like, you know, we have three Division I NCAA volleyball programs in the state, and we're all kind of spoiled because that's all high-level volleyball. The pro volleyball, I think, is, you know, these are pros for a reason, but I couldn't get into, like, the match.
Well,
But if you're telling me you've got this array of former Huskers and Olympians.
Oh, there'll be interest. Yeah. There'll be interest.
Cooking with some peanut oil.
Now, the best way that I would compare what you're seeing with the Omaha Supernovas is very similar to what you see with the Omaha Storm Chasers. Now, Storm Chasers have been doing it for a very long time, but people show up. I think the majority of people show up because they have families. They want to be entertained. The result at the end of the game isn't necessarily going to ruin their day or night. More importantly for those families are, did they have fun? Did the kids enjoy it? Do they want to come back? And you'd be dumb not to cater to those folks because those are your people that are going to come back, and they're going to come back with multiple people. They're going to spend money because they do have the kids or maybe the birthday party, the occasional birthday party or whatever it might be. There are diehard baseball fans that go because they want to see the baseball. There are diehard, you know, Kansas City Royal fans that want to see the up-and-coming prospects, but a lot of that is going to be catered to the families and the venue itself as opposed to the result. I think the Omaha Supernovas is the same way. Doesn't mean it's a good business model, but as far as your overall interest comparing it to what you see in a Nebraska match versus Penn State or versus Wisconsin as opposed to what you see whoever the Omaha Supernovas chief rival will be, you're not going to have that same type of anticipation of the match itself, in my opinion.
There's going to be confusion.
Oh, that's absolutely.
Like you're going to wonder, why can't they play each other?
Yeah. Can the Supernovas trade for Jordan Larson?
But it's just down the street. How can they not?
Now, you knew there was a second pro volleyball team coming.
And it's been in development for a while.
Yes. So you knew that that was happening. But now that you can put some faces, and in this case, a face, a very recognizable, very talented face, with the new club...
Yeah. Now, this new league could get a really good bump because, I mean, we'll be watching in August the Paris Games. So, for example, let's say Jordan Larson and the U.S. wins a medal and her teammates, all of a sudden they're playing in this league and you just watched them because Olympic volleyball is unbelievable.
Yep.
You're watching them and so you recognize names and all of a sudden they're playing in your city against... players that played in college. Yeah, that's the leg you have up on them. But this is going to be confusing. Come on. We're a big city, and we love our volleyball, and we love our youth volleyball, and I'm glad that they're tied into club volleyball and helping grow the sport in their respective cities.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see how this ends well.
I'm with you. You're going to be splitting the fan base, going to be taking people from one to the other. I think you're going to, and it's probably going to be the fans that are attracted to certain things, whether you're more attracted to the talent that's on the court or you're more attracted to, like I said, more the minor league venue of family-friendly atmospheres.
How's the media going to cover this?
Yeah.
Seriously.
You have one volleyball beat writer? Now we got the... What are they even called? The new one?
They haven't named their team yet.
Okay.
We'll pick a name.
Yeah, it's...
The Omaha Big Reds.
Yeah. Named after Gump.
Just lean into it.
Might as well lean into it.
Get a bunch of former Huskers on top of Jordan Larson and, gosh. When I say diluted, it doesn't mean the quality all of a sudden drastically goes down, but
much money to go around.
Yeah, and the options. You're diluting what I think is a cool thing if it's unique to the market. One team means it's unique. Two ain't unique.
Pat here. Pat is dialed into the volleyball world in the state of Nebraska. He said Atlanta will have a team in both leagues too, and this league will not have nicknames.
Oh, okay.
So they'll just be like Club Omaha?
No, just Omaha.
Just Omaha? Okay.
I think that's at 120th and Center. Well, that guy won't quit. The media loves that guy.
That has nothing to do with the volleyball team.
Yes, that's true. Okay. We are going to have to reschedule Andy Kindy because...
Is he on severe weather coverage?
No, they are just letting the media in.
Oh, so the running has just begun.
Yes.
Is he okay?
He said he's fine.
Okay, good.
He said...
Anyone get gored?
They're... They were running late.
God, I wish they would do that.
So they let the portal guys go before the media got there.
Sorry, guys, got to delay this.
I'll come running in like Caddy Day at Bushwood.
From afar, if you don't know the story of like Corey Collier and Eric Fields, you're probably like, oh my gosh. Here, you could spin this a couple of ways. That defense is so good, guys are leaving because they know they're not going to get to play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's Rule doing? That's two guys on the first day.
Yeah.
And spring practice is going on.
In the first 2 hours.
And they'll be like, those guys haven't been here for a while.
Yeah.
I'm just curious about Jeff Sims. Does Jeff Sims want to play football?
That's what I wonder.
See, that's my question.
That's my question.
Somebody in the stream had brought up he's more of an FCS Division II guy. And I would have thought, if he wants to play FCS, there probably would have been some landing spots for sure.
So I don't know enough about the portal. He went into the portal the first time and didn't end up anywhere. Do you have to recommit to the portal? Do you have to put your name in again? Hey, I'm still here. Or does it carry over?
Lag time?
They take 1,000 guys and they just drop them in the spring portal. And they go, these guys had no home.
Yeah.
Find them a home.
The portal goes to sleep, so you have to refresh it if you're Jeff Sims.
Final on the LOVB. These are good markets. Omaha, Austin, Madison, Houston, Salt Lake City, Atlanta.
Madison.
You have the top three that are really good college volleyball markets. Yeah.
You'll probably get some Wisconsin
players. And you know that Madison
players.
Will have Wisconsin players. Yep. Austin will have Texas players.
Yep.
Omaha will have...
Yep.
Mm. Poll question. Who lasts longer?
Oh, boy.
It'd be kind of confusing.
Very confusing.
The best of the best will be playing here.
Good luck to you all.
Okay. All right, 9:23. When we come back, a little bit more on spring football, among other things. And don't forget Nebraska-Creighton baseball right tonight here on the Zone. Well, Bolt wins, they might build a statue. Everybody wants to build statues of people these days.
Is that how we commemorate just a good win or a good season?
Build
you get
a statue. Lots of statues.
Oh, he's going to get a statue.
Lots of statue talk going on in sports.
Has the Hoiberg statue begun?
Got to win the NCAA
tournament. Oh, that's true. Yeah, that's right. You got to win the tournament.
I don't know. I heard on this radio station last night that he might be fired after next year.
Oh.
Whoa. Hmm. I wonder which show said that.
That should be the poll question in 1620 The Zone.
Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.